And Jesus came, and they looked at him, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, and all the religious people. They thought he was somebody from another planet, but he really was of the seed of Abraham. And he came in this earth, and he demonstrated the love of God. What did God do? What Jesus did. God went about doing good, healing, setting the captive free, feeding the hungry, amen, raising the dead, restoring back to family members that which was out of order. You remember the centurion that came to Jesus? He wasn't even an Israelite. And he was over some soldiers, over a group of men. And he said, Lord, would you come? Would you just speak the word and my servant will be healed? He said, I'm a man in authority. And I'm a man in authority. I got soldiers under me. I tell one to go, he will go. I tell one to come, he'll come. I tell this one, do this, he'll do this. All you got to do is just say in a word, and my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, whoa, I ain't seen no faith like this among Israel. And what happened? He said, go your way, your servant. And then the man got to the house that, and some one of his servants met him, said, he said, what time he began to mend? He said, told him what hour. That was the same hour where Jesus told him that your servant lives. All right, what am I saying? I want you to see, love came in this earth to correct, to restore, to bring back, to raise up, and to establish God's will, plan, and purpose. God's will, God's plan, God's purpose. So we could pursue that and walk after that. And for everything, for your living, every part of your life, God has prepared a way for you to be successful, even though there's much evil, violence, and works of darkness, all kind of disasters that's going on, all kind of disease that's going on, but God has prepared a way. And so, you remember we said, the scripture said there was a question asked Jesus. And Jesus said, and they asked the question, he said, which is the greatest commandment? And what did Jesus say? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All thy heart, all thy soul, all thy strength. He said, this is the first and great commandment, didn't he? Then he said, and the second one is like the first one. They are twin. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And it's amazing to me how God talked about love, loving your enemy, doing good. But people that call themselves, not all of them, but people that call themselves believers, always giving God credit for the evil that's being going on, that's been done in the earth. It's amazing. But he always talks about doing good, loving. So he said, on these two commandments, right, hangs what? All the law and the prophet, which mean the Old Testament and New Testament. All this in this book. You got one, I have one. Most of y'all carry all on your cell phone, different gadgets and stuff. But it's written on pages of a book called the Bible. And he said, everything in here that I say and I will do, these two commandments, all this hangs on those two commandments. So he gave some instruction for us. Because when somebody do you wrong, what is the first reaction? Somebody curse you. Somebody may spit in your face, or somebody may talk about you behind your back, and somebody come tell you. What is your first reaction? What is your first thought? I'm going to get even with that sucker. You may not say those words out loud, but they come across your mind. I'm going to get even with him or her, them. But God wants us to find out how to fight the real fight and how to fight the winning fight and how to win and be attracted while you win, be successful while you win, and be victorious in living, and you don't have to lower yourself with the world's standard with all the evil and the stuff that's going on. So I want to read this. This is for family. This is for every part of life, but this worked real good in the family. Because you can have some spats in the family, can't you? Huh? I said, you can have some what? Real spats in the family. If you want to get something stirred up, get among family members. Huh? And ain't no love there. Huh? Hallelujah. But and if something going on in the family, this is one of the things that one of the scripture that family should read, it will and put into practice, because it will correct it. It'll correct every problem if you humble yourself and do it. And so God is telling us love is the best love way. Is the right way, the best way to live. But sometimes flesh will rise up, but you have to do what? Crucify. Amen. Why is love so important in our lives? Well, one of the things God said, if you don't walk in love, your faith won't work. Is that right? Then the next thing he said, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to do what? Please God. And then we found out faith is the currency of the kingdom. What did you have in your pocket? Your wallet, your purse, your bank account. What you call that? Currency. And it has on the paper part. On the paper part of In God We Trust, called currency. On the coins it has In God We Trust. And that is the currency that we operate in this life. We make exchanges, we exchange that for what we want, right? If we want a house, we use that. We want a car. If we want furniture, if we want some food, if we want some clothes, we use that to get what we want, need in life, right? Am I right? And well, you understand, without it, you can't operate in this earth. Am I right? Huh? Without it, without any money, can you go and purchase stuff? You gotta have some money, some kind of collateral, or something when you go to purchase something. You don't go in the grocery store and say, I'll see you next week. Bro, they check you out and say, okay, I'll be back Saturday. You have to put it all back. Because that is not the right stuff to get what you need.